Second stage. This stage starts from Campo di Rialto and ends at the Cae del Scaeter. This stage takes 1 hour 15 minutes. From Sottoportico degli Oresi, you go to Campo di Rialto, surrounded by the so-called Fabbriche Vecchie, which housed different magistrates for commerce, administration and navigation. This building dates back from 1520 and was carried out by Scarpagnino. On this square, there's also what is allegedly the oldest building in Venice. That is the Church of San Giacometto di Rialto. Tradition has that it was founded on the 25th of March 421 AD. It actually dates back from the 11th century, as far as we can see from the building material, which still is part of this church. On the opposite side of Fabbriche Nuove, there is a porch called Sottoportico del Banco Giro, so called after a bank established over there. And in front of the church, there is a proclamation stone called the Gobbo di Rialto, that is the Hunchback. The other proclamation stone stands next to St. Mark's Cathedral. You keep walking along the Ruga dei Oresi that goes through the ancient market, and then you reach Ruga dei Spezier, that is the street where merchants selling spices were housed. And then you reach Campo di Beccaria, that is the shambles in Venice. Cross the bridge at the other end of the square and you find yourself on Cae del Caper. This is where you can visit the mask workshop, Blue Moon, where the artisan can give you a demonstration of how he makes masks the ancient way. It's always good to book in advance, just in case. Once your visit is over, you might go back to the bridge and take the so-called Sottoportico do Spade, where an ancient inn still stands, the two swords. From here, you will find a maze of very narrow alleyways where you still experience the atmosphere of Venice of old. Take Cae della Donzella, named after an inn which was there, and then you find yourself in the Castelletto. That was a part of Venice where prostitutes and courtesans were contained by the Venetian Republic, quite close to San Matteo Church. Leave the Castelletto behind and take Campiello Albrizzi, named after a family who had a palace built over there in the 17th century. Then you take Calle de Rio Terra. Rio Terra means a field in canal, called Carampani. That was the surname. The family Rampani owned some houses nearby, but then this also became an area where prostitutes and courtesans were made their trade. Even these days, the word Carampana in Venetian means a prostitute. If you turn into Calle de Rio Terra, you will then come to the Ponte de Tette, which is a Venetian word for breasts. And that's where the prostitutes were allowed to show off their breasts on the balcony. You then take Calle dell'Agnella. Agnella means lamb because of decoration showing a lamb. And if you look to your left, you will see a name, Calle del Teatro. That points out a place where once the Teatro San Cassiano stood. And when you cross the Ponte dell'Agnella, signaled by this decoration showing a lamb, then you will hit Calle Vonvicini. Where you turn left, cross a bridge, and you'll find yourself on Cae del Scaeter.